Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I made a comparison. People are genuinely confused by it. I don't understand. I'll get to that here in a moment. Also, if you're a hurt player, you are damned if you do, damned if you don't in today's sports media. It makes me think you got to just hobble out there and show the world for 1 minute at least that you can't go. That's coming up at 8:45. Yesterday, we had a conversation. Aditi came on. Aditi had a vigorous defense of Kenny Pickett, as he is one of the four Browns quarterbacks, and it led to a discussion between Anthony and I where he kind of banged our head against the wall going, okay, what the hell is Kenny even doing here?
Joe Flacco is definitely not going to be the starting quarterback the following year.
No.
What are you looking to get out of Joe Flacco starting for an extended period of time at all?
Stability, know-how, respect in a front part of the schedule, that's tough. But I do think there's a difference in starting week one than starting in week four.
Well, do you think he's way better than Kenny Pickett? Because Kenny Pickett can do that too, right? He can navigate you through the tough part of the schedule.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he has the wherewithal.
Then why is
Joe,
he here?
I trust
then,
to have the
then
head.
What was the point in bringing him
I don't
here?
Know, because I think that they're trying. I think in whatever way, Kevin seems to like Kenny Pickett and thinks that he can really spin it. I have no idea why the hell he's here. I wouldn't have traded for the guy. You're arguing with the wrong person. So the aunt of Kenny Pickett, her name's Kelly, she saw it on social media, called us clowns.
Were we able to confirm, by the way, that she is the aunt of Kenny Pickett?
I believe so. It was told to me. Well, they could be pulling a leg on me. It was told to me by several people over at our sister station, The Fan in Pittsburgh. They told us that it's his aunt. Then the afternoon show proceeded to get into it with her. The midday show doesn't really know about computers, so they didn't have the chance to do that.
Can't be bothered. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably better off.
I think that Jeff
they
Center
got this one restarted yesterday. Eventually
Jeff sent her a real nasty telegram. In the words of Andy Roth, like people want, like they want me to go back at her and they want you to go back at her. In the words of Andy Roth, what's the win? I will argue with you and callers and people on the street all day long about quarterbacks, about players in general, and whether or not I think they're good. I've had to explain to players to their face, which is awkward, but I've had to do it, why I didn't think that they were good. Hell, you had to tell Joe Thomas to his face the first time we ever had him in studio why you wanted him traded. I give you a lot of credit for that. Joe's a wonderful guy. That's a tough thing to do in person, and Joe accepted it. Joe could understand. What is the point of me getting into a thing with Kenny Pickett's aunt? For entertainment purpose?
Hilarity.
Okay. One, I don't win those. I don't win against the player in social media. Media people never win against the player in social media. It unless it's years later and the player really shows his ass and does what the media member said, but it doesn't care. None of this matters. Internet arguments, everybody thinks that they won an internet argument. The person who you're arguing against on the internet thinks that they beat you. Also, if I were to quote-unquote win an argument against Kenny Pickett's family member, wouldn't that mean that I want Kenny Pickett to do poorly? so I'd be rooting against a Browns quarterback? I want a Browns quarterback to do well. I don't want Kenny Pickett to go out there and suck up the room just to zing some stranger on the internet. Why would I want that?
Well,
I just don't think that he's a very good quarterback. I hope he proves me wrong.
Is she inserting herself into the story if she continues to back at Cleveland media, Cleveland fans?
That's fine. I'm sure she's obviously...
Because she has a right to defend her family.
I'm guessing she was there when Kenny was born. I'm guessing she was there throughout his entire life. I'm sure they're very close with each other. And yeah, man, if my nephew played for the Cleveland Browns and some stranger media guy was saying, why is he even traded here? I don't think he's that good. I really wouldn't want him here. Yeah, I'd probably be pretty upset too. Because we're not real people to them. And frankly, she's a stranger. It doesn't make me happy if Kenny Pickett goes out there and throws three picks and we end up getting hammered by the Cincinnati Bengals in week one or any team at any time. That's not going to make me happy. What? So I can, well, I got you, the and of the quarterback. That doesn't make me happy. And it shouldn't make me happy. Shouldn't make anybody happy. I would go, why did Kevin bring Kenny Pickett in here? I don't think that Kenny Pickett's a bad guy, bad person. I think that he has limitations. I wonder why he's here when we have Joe Flacco has a clear reason why he's back. The two rookies, clear reasons why they're here. Go ahead and name them. For Kenny, it's like, well, they didn't have a quarterback at the time. Deshaun was still definitely hurt. So they didn't have anybody there. You couldn't guarantee that maybe you were signing Joe. And you already traded a fifth-round pick for him and DTR, so fine.
So I feel bad. We're just reacting to what? Was there one tweet from her, or has there been a string of tweets?
Apparently there's been a string. And there's been some trolls and people on the internet trying to, you know, egg her on and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... But I'm sure, you know, she understands. I don't know how old she is.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm sure she understands that, you know, this isn't the first time she's done this. If she did this, you know, previously.
She's well-versed.
In Pittsburgh, that she's been up to this before. My question is, would you like to hear from her?
Have her on the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
please.
Has Mitch reached out to her?
Please.
Because, I mean, this is a family member of a player. Maybe we just need her perspective.
I will be civil with this woman.
Yeah,
I will
why,
not.
What are we
I'm telling
do?
You right now.
Why would we yell at her?
I'm not going to browbeat her. I'm not going to make fun of... I know that there's been people who have made fun of...
I mean, Kenny Pickett's been on our station. Nobody went off on Kenny Pickett when he was on the station. Was he on middays a while back when he signed or when we traded for him, I should say? Wasn't he on the station? Nobody took shots at him whatsoever.
In almost a decade together, you and I have said some pretty wild stuff. I'm not going to take personal shots at this woman. I'm not going to do that. Or if his dad or anybody else, any other... Grandpa Pickett wants to call in. I have no idea. I ain't going to take a shot at any family member. It doesn't help me to win some fake argument against a family member. So I want Kenny Pickett. If Kenny Pickett comes in, and I'm sure he will, I want Kenny Pickett to do well for the Browns. Not to say, like, I told you so with Kenny Pickett and his aunt or any other family member. Like, if Deion Sanders hears us getting critical.
Yeah, that was my next point. Like, because he's in the sport. She's not in the sport. She just might be a fan, part of the support system, whatever, and a family member. Deion's in the sport.
I'm willing to admit that if we had to be critical of Shador and Deion caught wind of it and Deion ripped us, I'd probably feel a little sad.
Because we love Deion.
I grew up loving Deion Sanders. Like, I grew up a huge fan of Deion Sanders. I had his turf shoes, for crying out loud. And I'm fat and can't run. Not even then. Like, I would feel a little bit bad, but it's like, hey, I'm not trying to be mean towards... I think a lot of guys make it personal. And it's like, you don't win. Nobody's rooting for Kenny Carmen versus Kenny Pickett over his aunt. And I don't want to turn it into that. I don't want to turn it into me versus a player.
Did we get... When's the last time? I know Odell Beckham's dad allegedly... Uh-huh. Was it? Well, not allegedly.
Well, he made the video. Somebody made the video.
Right. He did tweet the video out, right? About the... What was it even in the highlights? Was it... Or lowlights? Or what was it?
I don't know. Open in routes.
Oh, that's right. See. Okay.
Yeah. So, and not getting the ball.
It was Oliver Stone for the afternoon.
So. Yeah. Then obviously that was something you're going to bring up. I'm trying to think how many experiences we have in Cleveland with family members, because now in the social media age,
Colt McCoy's dad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Al Horford's sister.
Yeah, which I was younger, and I feel bad about that. I'm glad Keith got on me about that years ago.
What, she go after you?
I don't even remember. It was stupid. Mm-hmm. I was younger and stupid at that time. The only other time I remember actually getting into a row with anybody was Derek Carr's brother.
Oh, I do remember that.
Because I tweeted, and it was actually
David Carr.
No, there's a Darren Carr, and I had said, and it was pro Derek Carr. I'm like, he's got to get out of there. He has got to get out of there.
Right.
And it was in the overnight show. Yeah, it was on the overnight show on CBS. And I did the morning show with you. Woke up, took a nap after I woke up, and I'm just getting the most vitriolic things I've ever read: emails, tweets, things like that from Raiders fans. Because of Darren Carr, where I'm like, hey, man, like, I'm kind of saying that I want your brother out of there for his own good, but I couldn't argue that with
your
brother.
You're definitely seeing more and more family members because of that social media interaction. Like, they have a direct line to you now. They may have felt in the past, they might not have even heard a criticism.
Now,
like, I don't know where she lives.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's in the Pittsburgh area or what. She could be anywhere in the world, but because of social media, these clips have their way of
making
the rounds.
This is where they got me, is that if you and I were just on CBS Sports Radio or Infinity or whatever, you know what I mean now, Infinity, and we were just espousing those opinions, hey, I don't care, fine. You know what? If we're going to have this out, I guess there would be a tinge of me that's hoping for his downfall. I'm a Browns fan. I was here before him, and I'll certainly be here after him. I want him to do well. I would love him to do well. I would love to tell stories later on. I thought he was going to be struggling. I didn't think that this was the place to resurrect his career. Because when I watch Kenny Pickett with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think there's a lot of things that got in his way. When it does come, I think there is a legitimate argument about Matt Canada and the lack of help that he had with Matt Canada. But, I mean, he played on a good football team last year, and he played poorly on a good football team last year. He played on a Super Bowl champion last year. So, hey, man, like, if Kenny Pickett can go out there and play really well, good. God bless him. I got to stop this bleeding of 40 quarterbacks in 25 years. I need somebody. So if Kenny Pickett or his family members want to cuss me out, and that means we go to the Super Bowl, let me have it, babe. I don't care.
I feel like we should reach out to her. Have Mitch. There's got to be a way. There's got to be a way. Her, let's get to all the family members of these athletes.
Be honest. I will be respectful.
We'll do more of this.
I will not be mean to this person.
We'll do a special pot. You know what? Get TJ McConnell's sister as well. Let's get her in studio.
Mitch?
Why TJ McConnell's sister? Mitch McConnell is a senator.
Oh.
Owen.
Do a Google search. You can get her on.
Why are you saying our producer, Mitch?
I wasn't ripping TJ McConnell.
No, I would never. I think he's been fantastic.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.